It's all the rage in the food world. Gluten-free products, pizzas, cookies, breads, candies, even beer, prepared to cater to the person who is gluten sensitive. But is gluten sensitivity fact or fiction? Australian researcher Peter Gibson has conducted a study which seemingly contradicts his own earlier research, which found that gluten could cause gastrointestinal distress in some people. And the study, by the way, excludes people with celiac disease. So what does this all mean? Joining us is Dr. Stephanie Molesky, a gastroenterologist at Jefferson University. Welcome back to The Pulse.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Dr. Molesky, we've touched on gluten before on The Pulse. If you would, just give us a quick refresher on what gluten is.
So gluten is a protein. It's found in wheat, barley, and rye. It's of particular concern because in some patients, particularly patients with celiac disease, eating gluten will cause inflammation of their small bowel.
Let's distinguish between celiac and gluten sensitivity.
Celiac disease is a genetic disease with an environmental trigger of gluten. And patients who have celiac disease, when they eat gluten, they have inflammation of their small bowel. And that inflammation can cause malabsorption. It can cause other problems, extraintestinal manifestations, such as headaches, joint aches, thinning of the bones.
And gluten sensitivity is not as serious.
Gluten sensitivity is different. It's been sort of put on the map by this Australian group, Dr. Gibson's group, where they did a study in 2011, and they looked at patients with gluten sensitivity. They excluded celiac disease, which is important to do first, and then they gave them trials of gluten and recorded their GI symptoms.
And so the gluten in people who are supposedly gluten sensitive caused what sort of symptoms?
So it caused a lot of gas, bloating, diarrhea, and fatigue.
And who wants that? But then Peter Gibson did a second study. Tell us about that.
That was a really nicely designed study, a small study, just 37 patients. And they provided all the food for this study. And what they did was they gave patients a diet that was low in FODMAPs, which is a diet that's low in highly fermentable short-chain carbohydrates. So apples, we always hear an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but apples are highly fermentable. They have a lot of fructose, pears, mangoes, beans, onions, broccoli, lactose, so a lot of dairy, ice cream, custard, things like that. And wheat. They gave them that for 2 weeks, and then they were given either high gluten, low gluten, or no gluten.
And they didn't know which group they were in, correct?
They didn't know. That was blinded.
Okay. So what was the result then? What did Mr. Gibson find?
So they found that the patients who were self-declared gluten sensitive did not have an increase in symptoms when they were given gluten.
So what does that mean?
One thought is that the patients who thought they might be gluten sensitive are really sensitive to FODMAPs because they did feel better on the low FODMAP diet.
So what is the advice then to somebody who thinks that, who are suffering from these gastrointestinal symptoms?
So the most important thing is to first exclude celiac disease because celiac disease is, you know, a chronic condition. It's a lifelong, the only treatment is a gluten-free diet. It's very serious. And if you start to restrict your diet before being tested for celiac disease, you can have a false negative.
So the first thing is go to your doctor. What is the percentage, I don't know if you have this figure offhand, of the number of people in this country who actually have celiac?
So about 1% of the Americans have celiac disease, so that's 3 million people.
And the gluten-free industry has been booming in the meantime. I think a Business Insider was predicting that sales were estimated to hit $15 billion by 2016. This is not aimed at merely, 3 million people, you said?
Exactly.
So I don't know if you've heard in the medical world of any reaction to this news?
Well, it's interesting. We know that clearly more than the patients with celiac disease are eating gluten-free when we look at those numbers. And we see patients come in frequently who say they eliminate gluten and they feel better. And that's when we really have to look at, one, you know, emphasizing that we have to exclude celiac disease. And two, is it gluten? Is it FODMAPs? And, you know, really looking at food intolerances in general.
Any harm to eliminating gluten from your diet, whether you need to or not?
That's a good question. There are some health problems with people who eliminate gluten. They really need to monitor that they're having adequate nutrient intake, such as folate, fiber, thiamine. These are all things that a gluten-free diet can lack. Whenever I do have patients on a gluten-free diet, I think it's really important to emphasize that they meet with a nutritionist, particularly a nutritionist who's really well-versed in the gluten-free diet.
Dr. Stephanie Molesky, thank you so much for joining us on The Pulse.
Thank you.